I'm sometimes asked how I manage to find all these different tools that can be used for helping students learn. And the truth of it is that, of course, when you've built up a personal learning network, those tools tend to come to you. And one that just came my way and that might be useful to help other people in doing a similar thing is EdShelf. Essentially, it can be used as a search platform, if you will, for useful educational tools. So if you want to find something that's useful for editing images online or for generating word clouds, then EdShelf is a good place to go searching in the first place. And the reason for that is that all the tools that are on EdShelf have been contributed by other educators. So they've made the suggestions, and they also include with them a notional review of what that tool does and how it can be used and perhaps how they've used it. Each time that somebody else checks out that tool, that sort of adds to its usability. I guess it's a little bit like favoriting, but not quite the same. So you can use it and search for tools based on different categories or using tags without creating an account. But if you create an account, then it becomes all that much more powerful because you can add to the information that is being provided to other external users. When you create your account, which is free, you can then start to create collections. So you might have tools that you base around a particular theme. Maybe you teach in different curriculum areas and you want to arrange them by curriculum subject, or maybe you want to arrange them by the features that they offer or the functions that they perform. Well, you can do that because you can create your own collections. If the tools have already been added to EdShelf by someone else, then it's simply a matter of dragging them into your collection and gradually building them up. Now, you can just have a big amalgamation of lots of different collections, or you can start to refine them slightly, and you can make them shareable. So you can even print them out with the URLs. So if you have a collection which is based around blogging, for example, you can print out a list. You can print them out with QR codes, which might be particularly useful if you're distributing them to other people. And of course, as you'd expect, you can also produce a widget. And that can be embedded on websites and elsewhere. You can also add your own tools. So you can add a particular tool if it's not already there and submit it for your review. But you do have to wait for authorization, I guess, by the folks at EdShelf to legitimise what you've done. All in all, it seems quite a useful particular platform and very helpful for other teachers.